Today we're doing a very, very fun topic, breast, neck, and arms. It's so much fun for us to be working on these areas that are so beautiful on a woman, bringing each area into its full beauty, breathing in and out now. And as you breathe in positive energy, and breathe in divinity, breathe in love, breathe in self-love, self-appreciation, breathing in and out. And as you breathe out disappointments, breathe out any negativity, any frustration, fragility. Let's just take a chance, stick your neck out a little bit, and give something a big try, breathing in and out, sending your grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Okie dokie. All of you women who have had people hanging on your grounding cord, let's get rid of this. So we're going to get rid of the grounding cord that is in place. Remove the grounding cord and give it to everyone who's been hanging on. You may give it to your family members, your sister, your mom, or whoever has been holding on to you for dear life. Give them your grounding cord. Yes, I'm actually telling you to give your grounding cord away. You can do it. And then you're going to create a new grounding cord that's just for yourself. This is an extraordinary grounding cord because it's yours. You get to own it. You get to feel the love and you get to feel the presence of your own grounding cord by yourself without all your family members on it. It's very important to own your space right now. That means having your own grounding cord, not sharing it with anybody else. This is really individuating you, but it is also allowing your chest and your breast to come back into the beautiful health that's natural. So to be beautiful, dynamic, toned, pert, and healthy. When others are hanging on your grounding cord obsessively, it actually alters your breast health. As of today, nobody gets to hang onto your grounding cord. So make that determination that you're not letting people hang onto your grounding cord anymore. And if you catch them there, you're taking the grounding cord off, giving it away, and creating a new one for yourself. Set the grounding cord on release. Begin to release all the excess energy in the grounding cord and in your body. So if there's any energy that was hanging out underneath your body that's gotten into the grounding cord, you're letting that go too. Are you surprised to realize that there are some energies just sitting in the grounding cord? Put a vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord and just get all that energy really moving. You're doing a great job. Ground your right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist and hollow in the center, down 1 foot below the body and down to the center of the earth. So that comes into, it forms a kind of V shape, 1 foot below the body, the grounding cord. And then you're going to create one straight grounding cord down to the center of the earth. Set the grounding cords on release and let all the excess energy in the body go down through the big grounding cord. Alrighty. Activate your miracle energy again. Miracle energy is that little ball of energy in front of your womb. Ground it down to the center of the earth and let it grow into a nice big ball of energy. Big, big, big. Now it is all the way over the top of your head. Today, the focus is on bringing the miracle energy up into your neck, breasts, and arms, especially those upper arms, those beautiful, toned, muscular, slender, beautiful wonderful, gorgeous, smooth arms. Bring miracle energy into the neck. Feel it soaking in. See that skin just being as nice, toned, tight, healthy. A nice, toned, tight, healthy, beautiful neck. And a beautiful chin line. And beautiful skin quality. Lots of collagen in those neck tissues. And that skin on the upper chest is just beautiful. Bringing miracle energy into the skin on the upper chest and into those beautiful, perky, tone, beautiful, tight breasts. Some of you might want fuller breasts. That's a perfectly good way to use this miracle energy. So some of you might want smaller breasts. That's a perfectly good way to use this miracle energy. Use it the way you want to create. Some of you have had babies and nursed babies, and you have breasts that have a mind of their own and think that they want to be in a different shape and a different location than they started out. But they can be restored. They can be brought into that nice, healthy, youthful look again. Now all you have to do is show them the way, what the mind can conceive and believe it will achieve. This is an absolute fact. So if you can really believe it, it's going to come around to make, it may take a while, but it is going to happen. They've done lots of studies with hypnotherapy and breast enlargement and had some amazing results. So you can tone them, you can tighten them, you can make them larger, you can make them smaller. It's really about what the mind believes. So perception is key. And I really think about this scripture in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And we think about perception as the beginning of everything. God was the Word. The Word, when we look about perception, perception is the emotional and mental body combined. And so that is the place where creation starts. So when you think about that powerful place where creation starts and using your mind and emotions in the same direction at 100% full on, recreating these tight tone, healthy breasts, then you have a huge advantage to really restore and return your breasts, your arms, your neck, the upper chest tissue to good shape and everything on your body. So with that in mind, open a space for bringing what we want into our body. All right, from that miracle energy that we've been soaking into this region, let's go ahead and go to the adrenals. Now they sit on top of the kidneys, as you remember, on the right and left side of the waist, about an inch up from the waistline and 2 inches off the spine. Grounding with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down from each of the adrenals to the first base chakra, which is really kind of close to the bottom of the spine, but actually, if you do it through the perineum, it's going to even work better. And then down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release. Adrenals, in this case, are super, super important. Because if you have a lot of cortisol, the stress hormone, spitting out in your body from the adrenals, your skin will loosen. It's just a given. That is what cortisol does. It makes the skin saggy and loose. Let's turn those adrenals to healthy and to vitality and to wellness. Let's bring them up to 100% function. Put some golden suns pulsing on them. Pulse, pulse, pulse. And let stress pulse away, and all that fight or flight energy is pulsing out of them. It's so important for you to remain happy and relaxed when you're looking at tightening and toning, bringing youthful vitality into your appearance. Wahoo! Good information, isn't it? time to get the nervous system relaxed, plugging the sciatic nerve into the adrenal glands and letting the nervous system just pour out and release. Ah, that feels good. Next, the parasympathetic nervous system gets turned on. Wow! You know, you are living in grace when you get this on. Once the nervous system goes to the parasympathetic state, you are in regeneration. Run earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Remember that we are attuning to our soul understanding, honoring ourselves, taking our next steps in life. Let go of the past. Bring a line of energy from your temple space, your God space, from the place in the universe that's in harmony with you. And bring that energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, into your human access portal. Your human access portal is where your spirit comes into your body. It is where, as an infant, you're able to move in as a spirit in your body, and it becomes one with your body. So your spirit and body come together as an infant. Where that spirit-body connection continues to live out and remain until you end the relationship with your body. And so then the human access portal no longer has a service when your life ends. And that's the life of the body, by the way. We want to keep that nice, clear, clean energy in our bodies, and that's why we run the cosmic energy. Universal energy goes into your sacred connection or your sacred access portal. It's your temple door, bringing the energy down through your neck and shoulders and arms and elbows, forearms, out through the hands and fingertips, continue down through the back channels, down through the hips, and then up through the pelvis, up through the chest, through the breast, through the neck, through the head, out the top of the head, fountaining out like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Bring your aura into 18 inches under your body, tighten it up, and all the way around your body. Make a nice, sharp, and defined edge to the aura. Put that cobalt blue flame at the edge of your aura. Doing a lot of deprogramming these days, it's a good thing to do. Let's flame up the cobalt blue corona on the edge of your aura, on the outside edge of your aura. Burn off all the programming energy that talks about saggy, droopy, whatever that group agreement is. And don't forget those crazy things that people say. Let's just deprogram out and allow for the new programs of pert, beautiful, healthy, tight, tone, sexy, slender, gorgeous, and vibrant come into your picture and your reality. Think about what you would authentically put into your recipe for a beautiful body and what you would take out. Maybe you want to stay ripped. Whatever is your thing, everyone is working with different beautiful pictures. Our common thread might be youthful vitality, vim and vigor, and toned skin. The color, its glow, the quality of your life is now incredible, returning you to the state of awe and wonder. We're burning off all the ugly programming. We're moving into the state of grace, the state of grace and beauty, becoming just like Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty and grace in the Indian tradition. She is a gorgeous one who always maintains her youthful beauty. take a golden vacuum cleaner and vacuum out all the aura, dust bunnies, and fuzz balls. Start at the top of the head, spiral around, all the way down around the neck, head, shoulders, the center of the body, torso, hips, thighs, knees, calves, and all the way this golden vacuum cleaner is going all the way under the feet. When you're done, take that filled up golden vacuum cleaner and throw it down your big grounding cord at the base of your spine. And hey, you don't really have to take lots and lots of time when you've been doing this, but you do need to do it every day. So it's a really, really good process to do every single day so you keep that aura nice and fresh for you. Super duper. Now we'll go into the control center in the center of the head and clean it out. We're in the Golden Temple of Silence. So open the trap door out the back of the Golden Temple of Silence and clean out anything that doesn't match with this beautiful temple. So if you've got some dust bunnies or fuzzballs or people talking in your space, recurring thoughts, it's time to clean it out. Throw everything out the trapdoor. It goes down the big grounding cord. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You're doing such a great job. I'm so proud of you. So now I want you to close the trapdoor. You know what you're doing. You're making miracles. You know you're making it happen. You can feel it. Something is different. Well, let's sit in the control center in the center of your head. We're going to look out the view screen, turn that view screen on, bring that view screen into focus. You can imagine yourself on the screen. There you are, sitting in front of yourself undressed. You can see what's going on, and you look at yourself, and you can see your breasts. So now imagine placing your breasts in the position that you want. So you're just making a mirror image of yourself in front of you, where you can just see that you're like, if you wanted them up, or you want them fuller, or you want them down, you know, just start really seeing that as real, the size you want. You're clearing out the old vision. Maybe the vision of yourself in the mirror that wasn't quite where you wanted it, and replacing it with a new vision of how your ideal self would appear. Know you can do this. You can regenerate yourself. You believe in it. You know it. You might be on the path of tightening and toning, or perhaps from breastfeeding, or had some weight and are now losing weight. And so we're putting more collagen into the skin and we're tightening up the skin. We're working with the elasticity of the skin and we're really making it much more youthful. So let's tighten up the skin in that view screen and really let that register in your head that that's happening now. And let's give the skin and other tissue permission now to regenerate. Make those beautiful, youthful breasts pert and tone. We're putting that image on top of the image that we have of whatever has existed so far. Maybe you're noticing some changes already. Wonderful, you're doing a good job. While we're working on your beautiful tone, pert, tight breasts, let's put into the formula your perfect size, the perfect size for you. You might be imagining them an inch or two bigger. And hold on to that image. You might be imagining them a little smaller. And hold on to that image. So whatever it is, let's see them beautiful and in beautiful shape. See the skin really healthy, a nice quality of thickness to the skin. If there are some tears or stretch marks in the breast tissue, let's go ahead and heal that now. So maybe you can even imagine like them just reversing the process. So you might remember when you were pregnant and you had a little bit of tearing in your breasts. Let's just imagine it back to that pre-tear, that pre-stretch mark. I see that picture. There's a couple of you who who have some few dark hairs around your areola. Well, just imagine those all fall out and never grow again. You can do that. Yep. All you have to do is imagine they fall out and they never regrow. Perfect. It really is that simple. Beautiful, tight, toned breasts in the right placement. Put them in the right place on your chest, exactly where you want them. You know you can do this. You know it's possible. Now let's activate the stem cells in the chest and breast tissue. Get the entire breast, all the cells working on itself. So the stem cells are working in the tissue, in the fascia, and in the memory tissue, and all the way up to the shoulders and neck. Notice the stem cells are really healing, tightening, toning, and youthing. The stem cells are bringing you back to your youthful body. If you had beautiful, perfect breasts at 15, imagine the stem cells recreate that or some version of that. If they were beautiful and perfect at 21, direct the stem cells to do that version. Replace what you have with what your ideal is. You do not have to have surgery to do this. You can do this with your mind's eye. I believe in you. I know you can do this. And as you tighten and tone the skin, go ahead and let the stem cells work up into the neck. Now, there's a variety of different conditions in the neck that can be worked. Let's have the stem cells go to work on whatever challenges there are. The skin may be a little thin or loose. The chin might have some extra fat cells. You might have jowls. Whatever it is that you're working on with tightening all that up. You might take a little golden Roomba while the stem cells are working and vacuum out the fat. You could do a little golden vacuum cleaner. Maybe like a spiritual liposuction. You can totally do this. Maybe you're just starting to see that the patterns you've lined with are patterns that you don't need anymore. And, you know, I want to give you more evidence, just another piece of evidence that you can do this. Think about people with cancer cells. They're just cells that are growing abnormally fast and large. And people imagine a little Pac-Man vacuuming up those cells. And so many people heal themselves just with that funny little image. So this is proven. This is proven. You can do this. As the stem cell continues to work on the neck and breasts, let's go ahead and start looking at the arms and shoulders. First, we're going to evaluate. Do you have the perfect arm right now? Is there some loose skin there? So we just want to put the stem cells to work on the arms at this point, and even the hands. If you're particularly thin-skinned and you've lost fat in your hands, we can ask the stem cells to regenerate and make your hands look youthful again. And that's adding collagen, and you might actually have to imagine a little bit of fat going into your hands. If your upper arms are suffering and a little loose with the tissue, then let's tighten that up. Let's set the stem cells at tightening, so we'll give them a job. You're going to do multiple blowing roses. This is sort of like Kenpo for the spiritual world. We're going to do little punches and kicks in the way of changing a pattern. You can pop them up where your patterns are strongest. So in other words, you're going to put a rose up and then a little bomb blowing it up. And so if you've got a tough pattern, like really droopy upper arms, then you can do this rose bomb, start blowing roses. Rose bomb, rose bomb. Say you're working on your neck, put up a rose in front of your neck and blow it up with a little balm. Blow it up. Yep. And that's true. I want you to actually be fine with this little time bomb. It's just going to blow up the energy that's stuck. You can also use a stick of dynamite as an image. A rose in front of your breast, your left breast, your right breast, or both, and then blow it up. A rose in front of your arm or your hand, and blow it up. Use this next 60 seconds to put up as many roses as you can. Okay, breathe in and out. You're feeling so much gratitude for this beautiful, beautiful body of yours. Metaphysically, breasts are associated with self-nurturing and self-love. Tired, droopy breasts are often associated with giving too much. Something I think about. Put in your mind, it is time to give to myself. Give appropriately to the world. It doesn't hurt to love at all. It's wonderful to love. I no longer give till I've run dry. I give so that it's joyous to give. That's actually really what breasts are all about. The arms represent our ability to grasp and receive and take in, to embrace. They are our creative channels. When you're losing headway in having vital, beautiful arms, and you want to transform that, it may be time to get back into your creative body. Start creating. You can paint, you can make crafts, dance, maybe do some temple dance. And use those beautiful arms in the temple dance. Beautiful snake-like movements might be fun. Whatever it is you're doing, creativity is perfect for you. Grasping and receiving is metaphoric, and it represents your hands. The neck is about you living your life, taking chances. It's the foundation for your mental body. When you think of it, your neck, which is not that big, holds up that beautiful, magical mental body of yours and your brain. You want that neck to really be in pristine order, feeling very good and very beautiful. Imagine the neck of Queen Nefertiti or Cleopatra. You know, one of those radiant goddesses with beautiful necklines. Do you have a neck that you want to wear one of those gorgeous goddess necklaces on? Put that in there in the vision as a goal. So you're seeing this beautiful neck of yours with a beautiful goddess necklace on it, looking like the queen or the goddess. So gorgeous. Look at yourself on the view screen. And we've been doing all of this really regeneration and rebooting and restoring. And you are fine. You're welcome to do the process either by working directly on the area or working on the view screen. So both ways, get it done. Turn off the view screen as we complete. You will seal up this healing now with a golden pulse and a golden sun. Okay, so that view screen is off, and we're ready to put a golden pulse in through the healing, all the areas that you've healed, and then also we'll be bringing in a golden sun. First of all, let's pulse the golden pulse like a radio wave coming out of your heart center into the region that we've really restored. We're pulsing gold energy into the breasts, into the neck, into the upper chest, into the arms, down to the hands. Golden pulses. Bring a gold sun into the top of your head and bring that golden sun down into your body. And let's upgrade the cells of the body. The whole body has gotten this miraculous upgrade, rejuvenation and youthing. This meditation has brought out so much for you to think about and know and then release and let go of. We are creating a perfect understanding for you to live in this youthful, joyful body. Bring another golden sun into the top of your head. This is a golden sun of validation. Put ideas of validation in. You are capable, competent, intelligent, wise, loving, and lovable, clear, spectacular. You have complete ability to regenerate and give to yourself. You can give and receive in appropriate order. Bring one last golden sun to the top of your head. Bring this golden sun, this validation, into the top of your head, filling every single cell of your body with validation and gold energy, having now upgraded the entire body. And with one final golden sun, popping yourself as a spirit, beautiful, a beautiful cross-legged yogini, you're popping yourself back into your body, all the way down to your toes, and yet that golden sun is bringing you in, all the way down into your toes, your legs, your knees, your thighs, your hips, and into your torso. You're getting into the upper part of the body. You're going down all the way to your fingertips, to your fingers, the palms of your hands, wrists and forearms, filling out your elbow, upper arms, shoulders, chest, breasts, upper chest, neck, head, eyes, the forehead, the brain. Come back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Rub your hands on your legs and your arms. Feel yourself back in the room. Give yourself a good little giggle. I'm back. You did a lot of work. Notice how good your body feels. Breathe in some pink and gold energy. May it be the blessings of the Supreme Being in grace and ease that this beautiful healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, beauty, and peace. Tadastu. So be it.